We're back from recess and awaiting a road and bridge update. Mr. Hayes.
First thing I want to talk about is our existing road and bridge office.
Watch the flags. I like to catch those.
Release the mice.
I didn't get this quite drawn exactly like I wanted. We're kind of in between offices, and they were working on getting my computer connected with the plotter. We're still working on it, so we could upgrade, but it's fairly close. We have a 25-foot by 50-foot 9-inch building, and basically I sketched out similar to what we would like to do. This kind of gives a look. I want to
check that looks now, is it?
Well, not quite. I wanted to basically what I'd like to do is remove this wall. It's been previously cut out anyway and remodeled, and it currently sets in this way with I want to salvage the storefront windows. Stuff like that, keep pretty much the same look, but move it back out square where it was original. The sidewalk in front needs to be replaced. That's got to be fixed. We got problems with it. A lot of the problems we got is with the existing windows and completely around here and then the whole roof system. The simplest way, I think, to obtain this would be remove this wall down to one block above the existing floor level, use that as a starting point to wood frame in two to six walls around this side, use a half truss system, put in a new metal roof, keep the build a storefront type front look, put siding on there that complements the surrounding buildings, courthouse, the building across the alley, and of course Powell's. Replace and go to the height that Powell's is now so you have a consistent look. Currently we're sitting above it, then we step down because the roof system drains from front to back. If we slope the roof this way.
Towards the alley?
Towards the alley, gutter, we still take the drainage to the same place. If we leave this existing wall, just take the top cap off down to a level point, then we've got some place to tie into with the trusses to come over. We seal up this.
If you leave that wall in place, what do you do with those windows?
I'm going to remove and block in.
Reblock
in. So we got an existing window here that's been covered up. We know there's one here. Have no idea what's back here. We didn't dig into that. We do know this has been cut out in previous years up in the wing. I would like to keep the vault intact. Don't disturb it. Just basically close the door and leave it.
So you got a solid concrete roof?
Yeah.
See what?
Did you talk to the city officer? Was there our city of Forsyth? Was there
yeah,
any?
Yeah, I went down and visited with City Hollister. They're not requiring
Forsyth.
Any permits, any setbacks.
It'd be better if you went to Forsyth.
I said Hollister first. I'm sorry.
But yeah, I contacted them last week. And
they're both great to deal with.
What we want to do. I've also talked with MPAR because we have existing utilities. They can reroute. We got one incoming line that comes across that feeds the drugstore here. They're going to reroute that.
Would there be a permanent change?
That will be a permanent change there. They'll have to do that.
That'd be better.
The other thing is we've got to upgrade our electrical service into here, so that'll have to be coming to compliance and have a new meter loop.
But there's no major setback issues? Or
no.
Okay. Well, good.
No major setback issues. The other thing, I can come up with enough people to do this. The other thing is...
Well, say that again.
I can come up with enough people to accomplish this.
You mean within our road and bridge crew?
Save us a lot of money.
I understand without any other complications that probably going to complete the chip and seal probably around the first week of August.
We're right now, I'm thinking if nothing happens, we're going to be winding that down about the middle of August, what I anticipate. Because I figure, well, hopefully, we'll get into a few rains that might slow them down. But right now, they're pretty well ahead of it. We're ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. So everything's going pretty good. The only thing, just bidding out a materials list for this, but I think everything within this is doable. The only thing with the current business and congestion is working a schedule that wouldn't interfere with existing business going on. I mean, court days, you can't find a space to park, so working later in the evening, working off schedule to kind of...
I'm not mistaken. Where we're not interfering with... We can't work either. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, we're going to have to remove that, though I would have requested that some time ago when you did.
I know that you did.
Move forward on that.
We put that on the agenda.
I believe we really do.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was just making...
Is he adding something to this?
No. No, there's a certain ordinance that needs to be gotten rid of.
Oh.
That's the Jerry Gideon rule?
No.
Back in the old days?
No. A noise ordinance that says you can't work on weekends, but we can't talk about it right now.
No, we can't work because we're not construction, but we have to comply like anyone else.
Right. I understand.
We need
that.
To. Let's just digitize it and talk about it. Go ahead, Randy. I'm sorry.
Basically, the existing wall here, I want to leave. The vault would be left. Everything else, the floor would be left intact. Just take everything down, and then that way we get rid of all the issues involved. This area has been, we didn't expose all, but exposed enough that we could find brick beside the window. So I don't know if there was another door, another window, bigger windows. There's stuff that... We still don't know what's been remodeled and done in years past. So
it's a mixed.
We got an old flu right here that needs to go away.
Yeah, it's a mixture of block. The holes have been filled in with brick. There's several places where it can't tell what's been there. Like you said, there's been a flu in there at one time. And
so the original building, I think that's where they heated it. With
this wall here, as we investigated this wall here, we're hoping that we can use it as a protection for anything that we would do that, wouldn't involve the drugstore piles, because we're setting over to the inside of it. We'll actually be using it for a firewall type situation.
Actually, I'm going to frame a wood wall, just a 2x4 wall inside this, and a couple reasons I want to do that. The building, the roof and everything would go over top this. Their existing flashing on their existing roof comes up under the side of this block wall. I want to stay above
that.
Say that
again, comes up under?
No, it comes up on the side of our wall on this building.
Okay.
The way they've got their... flat roof. Theirs is a flat roof that drains through to a sidewalk through downspout.
But what you're proposing is for us to slant behind a false front,
right,
over and then deliver it to the same place where the water was going in the first place?
Right.
Okay.
So we need a... What's the next step? We need to get a bid on the material list,
yeah.
You said?
What we're going to do is we'll get a materials list, estimated materials list, and bid that out. Work with Ron Summer, who we've done other projects. And there's some of the things, there's a couple of items in here I want to salvage. The front windows is one thing. There's an item back here I'd like to say that might have historical value.
That's stained glass? Or I noticed the stained glass, I think it's Lady Liberty, isn't it? But her blindfold's off. Some of her eyes are open. Whose office was that before?
Anyway, you guys deal with that.
I guess move forward on that as far as the material list and all that, and you'll come up with some idea that we'll have a better idea of the total cost of the project.
Well, you're just basically talking to people at lumberyards and estimated cost, they would figure on just square footage. Their estimate on a building like that would be $100 to $125 a square foot. I'm thinking we can come in under that.
Oh, yeah. I think we can, too. Now, I think the first thing that you need to do, Randy, is check with the power company, see if they will make their changes beforehand.
Yes.
And if they make...
I can't demo until they reroute.
Right.
That's a safety issue.
Right, that's what I'm talking about with the safety issue.
And then they'll do other covers on some.
What do you need from us? I like the thought of this. I really like the fact that you moved the office to the back of the top.
Well, that's, and I think we've got room to accomplish. I mean, we can't change the plumbing. The utility's still going to remain in the same place. Incoming, we just have to upgrade everything. So I just need approval just to move forward and so we can get started.
Well, you've got, I guess, a consensus from a commission to move forward, start with a material list. And
I need to make a correction. It's not Lady Liberty, it's Lady Justice. I said the wrong.
Next item, we currently require all of our people to have a CDL license. Some new rules that's coming out is if any of our people are required to go across state line, you're required to have a medical DOT card, which requires a DOT physical. Some of our people and some of our work we do, transfer station and then during cleanup and then where we take our scrap metal, sometimes we have to go retrieve a piece of equipment or if we're buying equipment out of state or whatever, and vehicles that require a CDL license, we need to have that. DOT physicals, we can have that done at Skaggs, and it doesn't require the whole crew, just a few people to have that, so we have that capability. 99% of our work within the county, we're exempt. We don't have to have that. But occasionally, we have to go to Arkansas with scrap metal. We take the appliances down there from the transfer station. An example, we went and bought a used bucket truck. Going and getting that requires a few people to have that. So through Skaggs, it's $50 to have our people have that card with them. And I've got a list of 7 people I'd like to be able to do that.
I'll go ahead and proceed if it's whatever you need to do on.
That's enough people, I think, at each shop that for whatever we're doing, we can at least find one or the other to accomplish what we need to. $50, that's the employer paying them, $50 for them. Now, anybody else is willing, if they want to on their own, it's not required to have that capability for their normal duties. But if they want to keep it, they can do that on their own, too, and just have that card. So if they want to go drive over the road, well, they have that capability.
I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Something else I'm checking on and ever since I've worked here, I think we're exempt from our vehicles being inspected like any other vehicles, but is that something that you gentlemen would like to have done, or at least have our mechanic certified to do that. As long as I've worked here, I've never known any kind of vehicle doing an official inspection and having a sticker on that.
At the very least, we need to. Right. I'm assuming the mechanics are able.
Mechanics are able, but to actually have that, we're checking on to see if there's any cost saving through insurance, if that would help us on our insurance costs. I don't know. If it doesn't, I mean, it's just peace of mind type.
Right.
Knowing that they're certified to actually do that.
Would it save us in the long run if any lawsuits, if something were to happen, and
that's
then
what
say,
I think too.
Then go, well, they weren't even though we're exempt, they still weren't.
Right. I mean, we've got check sheets we use. We've been doing that since early 90s. And we do a service, but are they consistent with to keep records? When they do a service, they do a checklist on a vehicle, but it's not an official safety.
Well, if you need just one or two?
Actually, I was thinking that at least three of our mechanics be certified to...
What does Greene County do? What does Christian County do?
I don't know. I can find out what these other counties are doing.
We might be trailblazers, though, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd find out what they're doing, and also, like you said, you're already looking at insurance, find out if it's cheaper there.
Right, we'll check into there, see if there's any advantage there on our insurance.
I'd definitely look into it.
Okay. That's all I have till next week.
So you got the executive session for maybe personnel on there? I'd like to... go into that just a second.
That's not till 2 o'clock.
Oh, is it?
That's for the personnel policy.
Okay. I see.
And also, I had her add because we've got a couple of other issues, that one of those being personnel.
Did you need any back for that? Or?
There was a question I had, but...
I can be back. I've got
an
item.
That's fine.
Anything else, Randy?
No. That's all I have.
Brandon, Dan? Let's stand in recess until 2, at which time we begin work on the personnel policy, and we will go into exec session on one personnel issue that I'm aware of. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Randy.